Hey, welcome. This lesson is all about designing a talking, vowel-like DNB bass in Ableton and doing it fast. If you're already comfortable with instrument racks, MIDI clips, and stock devices like Operator and Waveedable, you're in the right place. We'll build one three-layer rack, sub, talk, and growl, then map a handful of macros so you can iterate and arrange in seconds. Tempo reference, 174 BPM. Let's go. First, the big picture goal. You want a single instrument that gives you a clean mono sub for weight, a mid-range talk layer that moves like vowels, and a distorted growl for character. Then you want six macros that control the whole thing musically: cutoff, vowel morph, drive, width, LFO rate, and envelope amount. With that, you can switch between verse and drop states quickly and make lots of variations without rebuilding patches. Step 1. Set live to 174 BPM and create a new MIDI track. Drop an instrument rack in. Right-click the rack title bar and open the key zone and chain list so you can add chains. We're making three chains: sub, talk, growl. Step 2. The sub chain. Make a chain called sub and put operator on it. For a deep, clean sub, use a sign on oscillator A around 0 to minus 2 dB. Turn B, C and D off or down. Tight amp envelope, zero attack. Decay around 250 to 350 milliseconds, sustain near zero, release around 80 to 150 milliseconds. Add a low pass filter in operator or after it and set cutoff low, around 100 to 120 Hz with little to no resonance. After operator, add a utility to force mono for the low end, set width to 0% for frequencies under your chosen crossover. Then use EQ8 to remove content above about 180 to 220 Hz, so the sub stays focused. Optional. Gentle glue compressor to glue the sub, low ratio and a soft threshold. Important tip, map the sub chain's key zone so it only plays the low octave range. Think C0 up to C2 as a starting point. Step 3, the talk chain. Create a chain named talk and use Waveedable if you can. Pick a vowel or formant like Waveedable, position somewhere darker to start, and optionally layer a slightly detuned second oscillator for thickness. Fastish amp envelope. Small attack, decay 300-ish ms, sustain around 2 to 4 tenths, release short. Add a bandpass style filter here, either Waveedable's filter set to bandpass or an auto filter after it. Center that band between 600 and 1600 Hz and crank resonance into the 30 to 60% range to get vowel character. Now add movement. Use an LFO sync to the tempo at 1/8 or 1/16 and route it to the bandpass cutoff with a Waveedable position. Also use a filter envelope with a short decay to give each note a little plosive talk shape. After the synth, high pass at around 80 Hz so this chain doesn't fight the sub. Add a saturator for harmonics and a subtle frequency shifter for metallic sheen if you want. Map the talk chain to mid notes. C2 to C5 is a good range. Step 4. The growl chain. Create growl using simpler or Waveedable or even a resampled growl. Short attack. Decay 200 to 600 milliseconds. Low sustain for more percussive growls. High pass the growl at around 120 Hz. Push a heavier saturator here with more drive and use a short, punchy compressor. Add tiny chorus, delay, or a subtle frequency shift to give it movement and width. Keep the growl centered in the mix so it cuts through the drums but doesn't ruin the sub. Key zone the growl to the same range as the talk, or slightly above, depending on your melody. Step 5. Global processing. After the rack's output, glue the whole thing together. Use EQ8 to clean up troublesome bands. A narrow cut around 250 to 400 Hz can clear mud. Add a light saturator for cohesion. Then glue compressor to taste with moderate attack and release. Put a utility last so you can control stereo width globally. Keep the sub mono if you're pumping with a kick. Add sidechain compression and route the drum bus as the sidechain input. Quick tip, use a return for heavy distortion so you can parallel process without risking your clean sub. Step 6. Macros. The secret sauce for speed. Map these six parameters to macros. Macro 1. Call it cutoff. Map both the talk chain's filter cutoff and the Waveedable position. Scale their ranges so a single twist morphs the vowel musically from close to open. Macro 2. Vowel morph. Map to a wider range of Waveedable position and to any formant or pitch-related parameter on the growl so you can change vowel color. Macro 3. Drive. Map all saturator drive amounts across sub, talk, and growl. Scale the sub's drive very gently so it doesn't muddy. Macro 4. Size or width. Map the utility stereo width and any stereo effects dry slash wet value so you can go from underground mono to wide and monstrous. Macro 5. LFO rate. Map the tempo synced LFO rates or use MAX for live LFO map to low and high tempo synced values. This lets you speed up movement during builds. Macro 6. Envelope amount. Map the talk filter envelope amount and tweak the amp decay so the tone shifts from sharp pluck to longer sustain. When you map multiple parameters to one macro, right-click and use the mapping editor to set min and max ranges. Decide if the macro should only add energy or morph two different timbres. Set mappings to reflect that intent. Step 7. Save presets. Save this rack as DNB talking bass rack. Then duplicate and create quick variants like closed vowel, open vowel, growl heavy, sub heavy. Having these snapshots lets you audition directions fast. Step 8. MIDI clip and rhythm. Make a 16-bar clip with your rolling pattern. Use 16th notes or 16th triplets and subtle swing for that classic DNB groove. Use velocity to control the envelope amount. Place a velocity device in front and scale its range to macro 6 so harder hits give bigger vowel openings. Automate macros inside clips for per bar changes. Open the cutoff on bars 3, 7, 11, and 15 to create movement. This audio version is shortened for playback.